The subject of this painting, Lucille Hole Hoadley, was born in 1899, the daughter of Mary and Ernest Hole, a vice president of the Carpenter Paper Company in Omaha, Nebraska. In 1916, her sister, Lois, was a freshman at Cornell College in Iowa, and her name is recorded in the student register next to a Dewey Anthony Hoadley. In March 1918, Dewey enlisted in the U.S. Army, and by August was stationed in France with the American Expeditionary Forces during the final months of World War I. On his return to the United States, he graduated from Cornell, attended the Graduate School of Business at Harvard University, and married his classmate's sister, Lucille, in 1920. 2 years later, following in his father-in-law's footsteps, he was employed by the Carpenter Paper Company. Dewey passed away in 1961, with Lucille following in 1965. This beautifully painted portrait of Lucille hung in the family home in Omaha for over 50 years. Portrait painter J. Laurie Wallace studied at the Pennsylvania Academy of the Fine Arts in Philadelphia from 1879 to 1882. He was a favorite student, model, and assistant to Thomas Eakins, who expected an unprecedented intensity of realism from his students. Wallace painted Lucille with a highly skillful hand, as a woman in her 30s. The plush green velvet of her dress complements the soft, warm tones of her skin, which glows against her dark hair and the rich purple background. She wears no jewelry. The hint of a smile and her gentle, kind expression denotes a relaxed and charming personality. Wallace traditionally preferred to celebrate beauty and had no time for avant-garde modernism. The gold leaf frame, hand-carved by Wallace himself, creates a halo of light around Lucille as a fine homage to his elegant subject. Connection to Nebraska. J. Laurie Wallace was born in Garva, Northern Ireland. His family immigrated to the United States when he was 4. He arrived in Omaha, Nebraska at age 27 in 1891, having been offered the position of director of the Western Art Association. The position ended by 1898, but Wallace continued to live and work in Omaha as an educator and portrait painter for the remaining 62 years of his life.